FH.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a Thursday edition of The Drive. I am your regular Thursday host, Jamin Anderson, sitting in across the way, my normal Thursday partner, one Mr. Jason Duda. How you doing, good sir?
Good, good. Glad to be here. It's a good day.
It is a good day. We were just talking off the air. We both had ourselves some interesting days, and we're trying to rattle our heads around a little bit. And
then there was no coffee.
Shake out the cobwebs.
And then there was no coffee
here.
And
you had no coffee? I'm sorry.
I needed a coffee.
That's a crime.
And then I could have made it, but, well, I was too lazy to do that, so.
See, I'm not an afternoon coffee guy.
I went with water.
I'm a morning coffee guy, and then in the afternoon, I'm a tea and carbonated beverage caffeine guy. But I'm not a coffee guy in the afternoon. But you got to have one.
Huh? I can have coffee anytime.
Anytime?
Anytime. Plus, I've been working since 4, so. It's been a long day.
Are you addicted to caffeine like I am?
No, I don't need to. I just enjoy having it.
Because it frustrates people, it frustrates my wife in particular, that I can drink caffeine at like 10 p.m. with no ill effect.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I can just go to sleep without...
I can have a coffee and 2 chocolate bars and be sleeping before I put the wrapper in the garbage.
that's me too, and it's an unhealthy addiction, but we get through. All right, What's on Tap brought to you by Hatman Jacks. Gear up for summer fun with a new hat from Hatman Jacks. People always notice a great hat. Do you notice a great hat when you're out in public, Jason?
Absolutely.
You know, I like a good hat from time to time. And chances are, if you see a great hat, it probably came from Hatman Jacks, just north of Riverfront Stadium at the Clock Tower in Delano, or you can visit hatmanjacks.com. Great idea to kind of hit up Hatman Jacks before you go to a Wind Surge game. This is opening week of the Wind Surge, my friend. 1-0 ball game. Walk off in the 9th inning last night. Exciting stuff.
Good pitcher's duel.
Yeah, no kidding. Have you made plans to make a game yet?
No, I haven't made plans to make a game yet because, well, I don't have any time right now to get out.
I hear you.
So we'll be having to wait and see. But I will definitely be getting out there as soon as possible. But it will not be this week.
It will not be this weekend even? Okay, well, see, I'm debating on hitting up a Friday or Saturday game, and possibly even a Sunday matinee game. That's not a bad idea either, the 1 o'clock Sunday start. But excited that we're having baseball here in Wichita. And I talked to a friend of mine that I work with who went to opening night and said that the atmosphere was electric and fantastic. And so that's great to hear. That's great to hear.
Well, We chatted about it yesterday, obviously, Shane and myself, because Tuesday we had the opening,
sure,
blah, 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 so we were curious on how things went. We had some people calling in and telling us, you know, that obviously they had some problems with the lines at the concessions, but they had a ton of people.
Sure.
Not as many people last night, obviously.
Right.
So he said things went good in that regard. We talked about the opening pitch, too, because they had it on...
Yeah, I heard that.
Which was kind of odd to me that you would do that, but I mean with the social distancing stuff, but then he said...
The stadium's full.
but last night they had 3 guys on the mound.
Yeah,
so odd. That's very odd. I don't get what's going on.
I don't know either. And you
From
and I, because
one day to the next?
Because you and I were the one, I heard you and Shane talking about it, and Shane said something to the effect of, didn't one of you give advice? And I was like, yeah, that was me. Telling him to buzz it in there. But if you get 10 takes, of course you're going to buzz
one
in
there. Well, there you go, too. So, yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Yeah, anyway, if you want to give us a buzz at any point here in the show, 869-1240 is your phone number. I got a plan for later on. Here we're going to have some audience participation, so keep that phone number handy, everybody. 869-1240 to call in. We're going to have a little we're not going to play the game today. We're going to do something different. That's my goal anyway. We'll see how it goes. But anyway, that's the number. If you we'd love to hear from you if you made it to the Wind Surge games either last night or opening night, or if you plan to make it here this coming week, and what your thoughts are on the stadium if you went and how you thought the experience was. We'd absolutely love to hear from you because, as I said, neither one of us have been, so we are relying on other people's word of mouth. So Excited that that's happening, though. That's been such a long time in coming that it's just so glad that it's here.
Yeah, well, no question about it. I mean, we were waiting, and then it was going to rain that night, and I was like, you got to be kidding me. Like, this is possibly get rained out on Tuesday?
Right, on the opening night.
It's only been a year and a half. It's been sitting here, and now we're going to have to wait one more day, but at least they got it in. Didn't turn out that bad. So, just happy that there's ball being played down there, yeah. And it seems like everybody's really enjoying the experience of the ball and of the facility. So, yeah, let us know what's going on. Give us a shout and fill us in on what you think of the new ballpark.
Yeah, for sure. And also wanted to hit, before we get into some news from today, I wanted to hit the, you guys talked about this yesterday too, obviously, a huge story, the Royals losing again today in the getaway game against Detroit. Swept there and have now lost 11 in a row. Just mind-boggling turn of events.
I told Shane, I don't know if they'll win a game in May.
Yeah, right. It doesn't feel that way. 16-9 to 16-20, and swept by the worst team in baseball. Record-wise, at least tied with Colorado now, the Detroit Tigers. And they only tied with Colorado because they've won four in a row and swept the Royals. I mean, they had the worst record before this series, and that's not a good look. You know, you could look at the schedule and say, well, we ran into a tough patch, and we played, you know, the Indians and the White Sox, and, you know, those are good teams, and, you know, there were some close games in there, and but there's no excuse when you lose three games to the Tigers.
No, there isn't.
By a combined four runs. So, yeah, they're close games, but that doesn't count. You know, it doesn't do anything for you.
Close means nothing in baseball.
Yeah, right.
Like, absolutely nothing. No, they're struggling. Obviously, they're struggling. Pitching has not been good. Lineup is... I like their lineup, too.
Yeah, they're just not hitting. They're not hitting. I mean, I looked at this today. They scored 11 runs against the Twins in their last victory, right? Since then, they've scored 4-6-3-4-0-0-1-3-7-2-3. I mean, you got a 7 run in there and a 6 in there, but they've failed to break 5 runs in 9 of the 11 games.
Yep.
So what's going on there?
I don't know what happened. Like, April to May, what's the difference? What's the difference?
I don't
understand exactly what's happening to these guys. There are slumps. This is a little more than a slump.
Right.
Usually you mix in a win during these times, a couple of them, but yeah. 11 in a row, man.
Yeah.
We're getting back to the Royals from 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
And we thought we were done with that.
Well, here's the thing with the lineup. You know, I like the lineup as well, but the problem is you've got, of the main core guys, the guys that you're relying on, those being Salvador Perez, Carlos Santana, Andrew Benintendi, Jorge Soler, Whit Merrifield, those kind of core guys, the only guy really, I mean, the only two guys having what you would call good years are Santana and Perez. Soler has been downright terrible. Merrifield's hitting .261, which is not Whit Merrifield.
Right.
So, you know, it's no mystery why they can't, you know, they can't score. Hunter Dozier's hitting .140 with 5 home runs in 32 games. That's .140. I mean, for a guy who you're going to rely on to play every day, it's no mystery why they're not scoring any runs.
No. Benintendi's been hitting the ball a little better. He had 3 hits today.
Sure.
He's back up to, what, 280-something,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, 281. He's not having a bad year. He slumped for a while, but he's not having a terrible year.
Dozier was hitting the ball hard early and often, just bad luck.
Yep.
But, yeah, I still don't mind their lineup, but it's just when it gets to 11, I mean, that's 11, you know? And Lynch started again.
Yep.
Kid throws again.
Didn't
goes
pitch
two
well.
And two-thirds, 7 hits, 4 runs, 3 earned, 4 Ks. 66 pitches and didn't get out of the third inning.
Yep.
So that's a struggle.
Yep. I mean, they have one starting pitcher you can rely on. One. Danny Duffy, 7 starts, 4-3 with a 1.94 ERA. He's been outstanding. Yeah. Every other starting pitcher that started more than, you know, Singer has been inconsistent. He's their second best starting pitcher. And then you get down to Minor, who's been bad. Keller, who's been really bad.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, the starting pitching was going to be a question mark. We knew that. That's why they signed Minor, right? The thought was...
Yeah, but Minor wasn't going to be... Like, come on. If you thought that was going to be the game changer, then we're all in, they were in trouble before they started.
Well, sure. I think.
But I understand what they were doing.
Yeah.
But.
Yeah, it's overshadowed what has been a decent enough bullpen. And the fact that they wanted the young arms to have a chance to be the back. They wanted Minor and Duffy to be 1 and 2. And then they wanted the young arms to kind of come along and have a chance to, after they got their feet wet last year. But they've just been incredibly disappointing. And, Lynch has made three. I'm not going to jump on a guy who's his first three starts.
No, I'm not either. But, I mean, he hasn't got out of the third inning.
Yeah.
He's only made three starts?
Today was his third.
Start. So you got to give him time, and I understand that. I get that side of it. But when it comes down to it, man, oh, man. Like,
yeah.
Just to flip the switch like that. I mean, when you go, what were they, 16-9?
16-9, yeah.
And then you lose 11 in a row.
Yeah. It's
sports. I mean, that's sports. It happens. I mean, we don't like it. But it happens.
It's the sad part about it is that they've got, they've got guys that you expected more out of. I think when you're rebuilding, you have a certain level of expectation for how guys are going to develop, right? You look forward, right? And you see, okay, well, like a guy like Keller, for instance, he made 9 starts last year with a 2.47 ERA in the shortened season.
Right.
And you're thinking, here's a guy who's 24 at the time, going to be 25, and he's going to be a core part of our rotation going forward. He had a pretty decent start to his career. He was a full-time starter in 2019 with an ERA of just over 4, and then in 2020 had a good. You're thinking this is our number 3 starter or whatever, and he's had an ERA over 7, and has allowed a ridiculous amount of hits, 41 hits in 28 and a third innings. I mean,
right?
It's like you can't exceed expectations or even meet expectations when you've got a couple of key guys doing that.
No.
It's got to be frustrating for Royals fans. It has to be incredible.
Well, guaranteed it's frustrating for Royals fans. I mean, it's frustrating for the avid fan. I mean, I'm an avid fan. I'm not a Royals fan, but obviously we keep up to date with it. But 11 in a row, like, I don't want to talk about this.
Right.
Like, really? Like, do you about somebody just getting slapped around all the time?
Right.
No, I've been in that boat, been in that spot before. It's awful.
Yeah, and
you're trying to do anything possible that you can think of to get out of it, and sometimes you just can't. You're just stuck until something happens. Somebody's going to have to do something, make a big play, do something out there just to get out of where you're at. It's one of those things.
Yeah, they're gonna have to have some kind of a, they'll have a game where they win 10-1 to sort of cleanse the palate or something.
Yeah.
Because they're these tight games, these close games, they are just losing every single close game they play. It's really kind of snake bit is what it kind of feels like.
Yeah.
It feels like luck. It feels like bad luck to me more than it is a complete falling apart of the organization. But while they've done that. Quietly, almost, if you can be quiet in New York, I was noticing, today the Mets have won 7 in a row and now lead the NL East by a game and a half after they scuffled along the start of the year. That was kind of a shocker to me to see that they had won 7 in a row, and I thought that can't be right because they somehow did it quietly. Kind of impressed by a couple of teams out there, honestly. The White Sox have won 5 in a row, and the Mets have won 7 in a row. So kind of surprised by both of those in a way.
Right. Well, I mean, we talked at the end of April and how things were, the Yankees were awful. Well, they're 8-2 in their last 10 games.
Sure.
So now they're 20-16. They're a game out of first. So,
right.
They were 6 games out before that or some stupid number. And
yeah.
The Royals were leading the Central, and now
right.
And all of a sudden they're 6 games back.
Like, right. You know, turned quickly.
It's baseball. That's why you can't put nothing into the first 20 games. It just doesn't mean enough when you play 162.
Right.
It just doesn't mean enough. And the teams that are hot right now, like we mentioned the Yankees, you just mentioned the Mets, and you got teams that are playing well right now. What happens in June? Could be the opposite way.
Sure.
I mean, baseball's war of nutrition, man. 162 games is a lot
of games to play. It's a lot.
And ups and downs are going to happen, and it's just trying to keep the downs at a minimum in order to stay in the race and to stay relative.
Yeah, I was seeing somebody talking the other day, and they said, you know, if you look at the Major League Baseball season right now, most teams have played between 34 and 38 games, which is a little less than a fourth of the season, right? So do we judge the NFL season after four games, which is a fourth of the season?
Well, yeah, and the NFL judges after every week.
Yeah, but at the same time, you can start 2-2, and nobody's, you know, necessarily freaking out. And we've seen teams start 2-2 or 1-3 or 2-3 and win the Super Bowl. So baseball, though, because it's every day. Because you can go on an 11-game losing streak that lasts for 2 weeks, the pressure, it feels like it's more important. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
It absolutely magnifies it in that way because it's every single day. You don't have a week to sit on it. You have to go out there the very next day.
Oh, but normally, that's usually better. I mean, if you have a bad game or you lose, you want to get out there the next day and get rid of it.
Well,
get it out of your head.
I guess.
I mean, when I was playing with the hockey team here, when I was playing with the Thunder, I mean, if you lost on Saturday and you didn't play till the next Friday, the week sucked.
Sure.
Like, it was awful because that was the last taste in your mouth. Well, coaches are mad. Everything's going on. If we lose Friday and come back and win Saturday, it's all good.
Yeah, you know, you forgot. Well, and that theoretically should be better for the Royals. The problem is when you...
You can't win one. It doesn't matter.
You can't win one. It doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter. Max, it doesn't matter.
I'm not trying to be depressed about it, but it's like, I hate it. I'm not a Royals fan, but I hate it because I don't want to see any fan base go through that. It's sad. I would not wish that upon anybody but the Red Sox. You know, I mean, that's how I feel.
So what you said was a lie because there's always the Red Sox.
There's always the Red Sox. Mm-hmm. Come on. Don't you have.
I get it.
Come on. Don't you have a team that you. Okay. All right.
I don't. People have been asking me this question for how long? I don't know. And I don't have a team in any sport.
Yeah, but you don't even have a team.
The closest team I have. That's true. I do have a team that I dislike.
That's not what I'm asking. If you have a team you dislike.
I do have a team that I dislike.
Okay, who's that?
The Dallas Cowboys.
Okay, there you go. So you would wish a losing streak on the Dallas Cowboys.
Doesn't hurt my feelings.
Exactly. Okay, see, that's the thing. I'm with you, by the way. I'm a Raider fan, but I don't have as much hatred for like the Chiefs and Broncos as I do the Cowboys. I'm totally with you. They are absolutely my least favorite team. This is bleeding into what we're going to talk about next segment, by the way. So keep the hatred on your mind because we're going to talk a little sports hatred in the next segment. So get those bad vibes out now. I also want to talk about and hit on when we come back the NFL schedule, which was released. A lot of fun stuff to talk about there. This is Jamin and Jason, your normal Thursday crew, on The Drive on KFH.